Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the 503rd anniversary of the Reformation comes from our gospel reading of John. So Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Thus far the text. 3 years ago, kind of seems like an eternity, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod made a pretty big deal about the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. They spent countless hours and a good deal of money to promote this historic event. A great deal was said and proclaimed and taught and preached and written, and most of it was pretty good. But a lot has changed in the last 3 years, hasn't it? Particularly in the last 9 months. And I will be the first to admit that this year, Reformation Day, has snuck up on me. I, probably, as much as you, was surprised that Reformation showed up this Sunday. We've all had a number of other things that have kind of stolen away our attention this year. I'm not as prepared this year for Reformation as I should be. Because somehow it just feels like another Sunday, doesn't it? Just another day, because for the last 9 months, it's seemed like all that we've been able to do is make it through today so that we could wake up and make it through tomorrow. And that's probably a bad thing. To tell you the truth, 2020 has put us all in this same horrific boat, hasn't it? And we're all left wondering, what exactly is important? What's important for us as individuals? What's important for us as families? What's important for us as a congregation? What's important for us as a country? So maybe getting us to think about that is a good thing. Maybe it's good that Reformation this year has come with so little fanfare, because it really isn't about what happened 503 years ago. Not if we just remember it for the sake of remembering it. 3 years ago, the theme for the 500th anniversary was, "It is still about Jesus." That's a poignant little phrase, isn't it? It's important, but maybe it's even more important this year for us today to realize this. 3 years ago, we reached that ultimate milestone, but really, who cares about milestones anymore? Milestones have all kind of seemed a little bit pointless this year. And yes, I suppose they're kind of important in some sort of way, but milestones aren't good in and of themselves. We can celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary just as much as we remember and weep at the 10th anniversary of our spouse's death. A milestone is fine, but what's important isn't the years gone by, but what we're actually celebrating. And if all that we're celebrating is that today, 503 years ago, Martin Luther nailed 95 theses to a church door in Germany, well, all that really is just a historical event. And there's lots of those, good, bad, indifferent. Even if we were to say that what Luther did on that day and in the 30 years following was good and important, it really would be nothing more than just a tidbit of information unless the theology behind it stood the test of time. And that's the question for us today. Has it? Is the theology behind the Reformation still real and valid and important? In 2020, the year of the COVID, or not? If not, what are we doing celebrating it? If not, what are we actually doing here today? As Lutherans, we like to say Reformation Day is our holiday, or the church calls it our festival. And again, that's good, but what are we celebrating? What's important about it? Because we have to be careful. We have to actually distinguish the purpose and points of our celebration. We don't just view it as an opportunity to pit us against the Roman Catholic Church, a chance to run around boasting in the fact that we're free from the Pope. We must make sure that we don't slip into that slippery slope of being holier than thou. Because it's not about the name of the church that we attend. That can't be the important thing. The important thing has to be the theology and the doctrine that we believe, teach, and confess there. Are you proud to be a Lutheran? Good. But to be a Lutheran is more than just choosing which sports team you're going to be a fan of. We don't pick religions like that. We don't pick congregations like that. We don't hate the Roman Catholic Church like a Bronco fan hates the Raiders. And if that's all that the Reformation is, then it's useless. We shouldn't be celebrating it, and we shouldn't be proud of it. If you're a Lutheran, then good. The question still does remain, though. Why? Why are you here? Why are you in this congregation? Why do you make the effort in 2020, with it being 15 degrees outside and snowing, to make sure that you drag yourself and your grandchildren to a Lutheran church in order to hear Lutheran doctrine? If you can't answer that question, then you should probably find some time to figure it out. And if the reason that you're a Lutheran is because your parents were, or you just like the hymns, or you just like this little congregation, or you just don't like the Roman Catholic Church, well, then you should probably find a different reason too. Because none of those reasons are real and valid. None of those are actually good or important. And none of those are in standing with the purpose of the Reformation. The whole reason why Luther nailed those 95 theses on the church door, the whole reason why the Reformers literally risked their lives to proclaim this message that they proclaimed. 503 years later, is it still all about Jesus? And if it is, what does that even mean? The Reformation isn't about a denomination, a church body that started 503 years ago. It's not about the Reformers. It's not even about Martin Luther. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's about God for you. Always God for you. It's about a righteousness that comes apart from the works of the law, apart from the works of your hand, or the intentions of your heart. It's about a salvation that stands free and clear from any of those things, free and clear from anything that you can do. The Reformation is about the truth of Scripture that stands sure and steady in the face of sin and death and the devil, that stands ready to justify you and all who have faith in Jesus, that stands firm in the assurance that everything has already been done and done for you by God and God alone. The Reformation is about a dead Jesus on a cross with the sins of the world upon him, and a buried Jesus in the tomb to stare death in the face, and a risen Jesus that leaves death in the grave and crushes the devil's head, and an ascended Jesus at the right hand of the Father who has everything. Everything, even COVID and 2020 and a contentious national election placed under his feet. And the Reformation isn't just about history, about nails and hammers and church doors. It isn't even just about what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. If that's all it is, then what good is it for us now? How does that help me today in the middle of sin that torments me, and my death that looms over me, and the death of a loved one that still haunts me, or the devil who still tempts me and causes me to doubt and despair? If the Reformation is just about the past, then I'm done for. If Jesus is just about the past, then I'm lost. But it isn't, and he isn't. The Reformation is still about Jesus, and Jesus is always about him being here for you in time and place, right now. The Reformation is about the gift of the liturgy, that we get to sing and speak to each other, the truths of Scripture spoken back and forth. It's about the proclamation of God's word into our ears on a weekly and even daily basis. It's about the voice of Jesus being spoken through the voice of a pastor to proclaim to you that all of your sins are forgiven. It's about a baptism that washes you clean in the death of Jesus and raises you to new life in his resurrection. A baptism that is as important to you today as the first day that you were baptized. It's about God communing with his people. Jesus, both the victim and the priest. Jesus, the bread of heaven. The cup of the New Testament. Jesus in bread and wine. Jesus making you one with him and one with your neighbors. And one with the church, spanning all time and space. The Reformation is about all of this. And if it isn't, then it's pointless. And we, more than any other denomination that calls itself Christian, should be pitied. Because if the Reformation isn't about all of this, then we're just living a lie. But it is. The Reformation is about all of this because the Reformation is still and only about Jesus. Jesus for you. Even when we wake up some random Sunday morning in October 2020, not even recognizing that we're going to celebrate Reformation Day. It's about an eternal gospel that will have no end. An eternal gospel that is Jesus himself. An eternal gospel that is to be proclaimed to all those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. The Reformation is about the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus to all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received in faith. The Reformation is the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And that truth is that God would die for sinners like us, that even while we were still sinners, Jesus climbed up on that cross and died for us. And he's faithful to the bitter end, even when we are faithless, even when we turn from him in sin and doubt all of his promises for us. The Reformation is about Jesus and him for you. And the forgiveness of sins that are yours in Christ, about the eternal life that you have even right now as you await your death. It's about the crushing of Satan's head, that old satanic foe that doesn't want you to hear the truth, that doesn't want you to be forgiven, that doesn't want you to know that God, he is a God that loves you to the cross and back, and that there is nothing that can ever separate you from him. And his love for you. The Reformation isn't about being Lutheran. If that's all it is, then just go join a club. Find a hobby. Root more for your favorite sports team. If it's just about a name that we tie ourselves to, or a German monk that lived 500 years ago, or about specific things that we do here at Wheat Ridge Evangelical Lutheran Church, on normal years that we haven't been able to do because of this crazy COVID year, then we should probably reevaluate what we're actually doing. It's not about any of those things. It can't be. It has to be about Jesus. Everything else is useless. And hopefully next year will be different. That's what we kind of all say about everything, right? Hopefully we will see Reformation Day coming. Hopefully we'll be able to make a bigger deal out of it. Hopefully we'll be able to celebrate it like we usually do with a chili cook-off. Make a whole day of it. But this year, and really every single year, the only thing that matters is that the Reformation is still, always has been, always will be, about Jesus. It is still about God for man. It's still about Jesus' work and not yours. Jesus' death for you. His resurrection for you. His ascension for you. It still is about Jesus here in time and space for you. About Jesus in word and water and bread and wine for you. It's about the forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. It still is, always has been, always will be about the gospel. And that's about Jesus. It's about Him and Him for you. And if it isn't, then it's about nothing at all. In the name of Jesus.